The Unfunny Kevin Show. I am your host, Kevin Melody. It's Monday, November 15th, and you're here, and I'm here, and we're here together. How are you? I hope you're having a great week, or, well, your week just began. You might have had a horrible Monday. That's possible. People tend to have a case of the Mondays, like we've talked about, which I hate hearing. Geez, you know, it's just Monday again. Oof. God, I hate that. Oh man, I hate that. It's funny. I have an uncle who says he tells coworkers like, "Thank God it's Monday," like TGIM. And I think that's fucking hilarious. Like, it's such a great approach. Like, I'm just gonna start everybody that says like anybody I know that's like, "Oh geez, I have a case of the Mondays. Yuck. Oh, it's Monday again." I'm just gonna be like TGIM. Hey, or like preemptively before Karen in accounting can go, "Oh, it's the Mondays. Oh, I got the Mondays again." I'm just going to be like, "Hey, TGIM. Hey, hey, bud. Bud, TGIM." And just like go out for a high five, even though I'm supposed to elbow or whatever. Anyway, I hope you guys are having fun. Thanksgiving's near. Gobble, gobble. Don't you guys love Thanksgiving? I don't know. Why is, you know what's weird? I feel like for all the things that like are asked to be canceled, like of all the things that like, you know, is Christmas canceled this year? Which is like, Christmas is so not a religious holiday at this point. For some reason, people like, I feel like Thanksgiving just never, it's never up there. Like I've never heard people be like, "That's first people's bloodletting," or like, you know, "Thanksgiving's when we raped and murdered pilgrims and Indians and it's turkey." Like, PETA doesn't come, like, why isn't that a focal point of like being canceled? I'd be fine with it being canceled. There's so many reasons outside of just like the food and the whatever, the symbolism and the meaning behind the meaning. Has it been tried to be canceled before? This is why you listen. I give you all the good stuff. Thanksgiving canceled? Like, I'm putting it in a... Thanksgiving travel is up this year. Here's what to expect if you're flying. Nope. Is Thanksgiving racist? That's normally how you... Okay. Is Thanksgiving racist? Let's see what we get. Do American Indians celebrate Thanksgiving? This is the Smithsonian. Educators and native... Okay. Let's see. Educators... and native leaders, this is NPR. Fuck yeah, this is a year ago. This is pretty recent. Educators and native leaders recommend bringing anti-racism to your Thanksgiving table. For Walter Fleming, an enrolled member of the Kickapoo tribe in Kansas, Thanksgiving will be difficult this year because so many Native Americans have died from COVID-19. Dude, there's no way. How many? Dude, was there more Native Americans that died from COVID-19 or from Thanksgiving? Because there's a trail of tears. I mean, okay, let's go on. Particularly because it's been among our elders, the grieving is going to be that much more, Fleming said. These are the cultural guardians. Fleming is a professor of Native American studies at Montana State University who observes the holiday. He says it's a chance for people to come together, feast, and celebrate. It's not because they've been colonized or because they might support any myths around Thanksgiving, Fleming said. It's because we've grown up with the custom of celebrating Thanksgiving. It's just been a feast day. Okay. Let's see. Is there anything about why it's racist? According to the CDC, more than 53,000 Natives and Alaskan Natives have contracted the virus and nearly 1,300 have died. Damn, this is like a year ago. Native leaders say there's more that needs to be done. It's an opportunity for us to relearn. The American is not a monolith. Be specific when someone's tribe... Term that encompasses 174 recognized tribes that honor the original inhabitants of the land you're on. Colonizers seize land from native tribes, and land repatriation is the core of some native activism efforts. If we're looking to celebrate Thanksgiving in an anti-racist way, we have to acknowledge and be grateful for people on whose land we stand. Okay, see? Boom. But there's no effort. This was like a little article by NPR written a year ago. Where are all the new articles about racism and canceling this? Why aren't we canceling Thanksgiving? Please answer me. God, it'd be great if like some of that activism was allocated towards ending. Why don't we end the parades? Can you give me that? Why don't we end the parades? I live in Pasadena now. I don't want the parade. I want, my roads are always open and there's no traffic. The parade is just going to ruin everything. Why don't we cancel the parades? Why don't you say on a colonizer holiday, where are you, my beautiful activism folks? Come and come out of the woodwork and get this holiday over with for me. This holiday season, I'm participating in Blackout Wednesday with a cousin of mine who I love. Actually, I think a couple cousins I love. I don't know. I don't actually know who's going to be there, but I'm going to her town, and we're going to participate in some kind of local cultural tradition where I guess you get blackout the night before Thanksgiving, which I think is essential. It's essential to be blacked out perpetually on Thanksgiving, especially if you're with a family who can, you know, kind of torture you emotionally and mentally. But, you know, my family, I love. My grandfather's a little bit of a, you know, but I've talked about that on here. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting, you know, gathering. But I want to hear about you guys. Are you guys, would you like to cancel Thanksgiving? Would you like to forego the holiday? I know a lot of people were pumped to stay home last year during COVID. If you did, it was like a good excuse not to go out. So I'm just curious. Let me know your thoughts. It is weird. But yeah, so I'll be doing that. Looking forward to that. I recognize it's like, I thought it was next week, but it's not. There's two more weeks, so you'll have me next week. And maybe we'll hyper-focus on this, but I just thought it was really fucking odd. I'm like, how has nobody canceled that? Anyway, moving right along, I'm going to talk a lot about your value today, you know, your value. I'm talking to you, listener. Now, listen, a lot of you are objectively, you know, worthless. And by worthless, I mean you kind of are non-productive or you don't really contribute much to your job and your society. And that's why I need you. Like, I need you. You're actually very valuable to me. But when I say your value, what I mean is like knowing precisely what you bring to a situation or the table. And we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about what you bring to, you know, your immediate surrounding and then like what you bring to your workplace. And maybe you're being underpaid. Maybe you're being overpaid. Maybe you shouldn't be employed at all. But we're going to get into it because I think it's an important thing. There's a lot of, you know, things in my life lately that have been popping up and people around me and just like, you know, I think it's worthwhile to kind of explore an adventure together. So stay tuned for that. I do want to make a quick announcement. And you guys, a lot of people that have been listening to the show for a while think that Lucy J CBD is a Ponzi scheme and that it's a hoax and that, you know, I'm being coerced to talk about this online store that will never come. But rest assured, and I haven't talked to them yet because this just happened, but LucyJCBD.com not only has their store locator, but they are now doing e-commerce. That's right, motherfuckers. I've been talking about it for months, and the time has come. Now, last week, I ran a contest. We had three people that I got on Instagram. I reposted one, my buddy Cameron, and a couple other people are going to get Lucy J CBD from me. But soon, real soon, I'm going to talk to Lucy J and I'll see if I can get a code or a promo or something so that I can have you guys go buy Lucy J CBD pre-rolls directly from them and have it shipped to your doors. Lucy J CBD, if you're trying to chill and relax after a long day, Lucy J CBD pre-rolls are your best bet. The CBD version of Lucy J is not intoxicating, but most people report a sense of well-being and uplifting mood from the CBD flower in the pre-roll. There's a calming effect from the CBD and terpenes in the premium hemp flower. Follow at Lucy J CBD on Instagram and Facebook and go to LucyJCBD.com now. Explore the website, but I might be getting you, you know, a codes or something. So if anything, just go look at what you want. Buy, support them. They support the show and they support me. And I love the brand. Shout out Lucy J CBD. Getting back on track, I was talking about worth. Like, you know, when you work at a job, for example, like a job, let's say you work in marketing or something, and you're in a department of people, it's important to know that you're getting paid your value. Because a lot of people bring something to the table that they might not even like be aware of, right? And in times where a company is clamping down or shit's getting tough, or you feel like, hey, I've been overlooked, I'm due for, you know, a leg up, go out and look for another job. I can't stress this enough. There's one thing, one of the things my grandfather always told me that was interesting was interview for jobs every 3 months. It doesn't matter if you have a job you love, if you're the CEO of a company, it doesn't matter, because every 3 months, even every 6 months, your value changes. Why? Because you've now gained more experience, and you also can, every 6 months you get a market test, right? You do a little litmus test and see, hey, what the fuck's out there? Is it really dry? Are there lots of jobs available? What are they paying? I wonder what benefits look like now. I wonder what packages other companies are offering. You get the fucking thing in writing, and then you take it to your employer and you go, hey, I love you, Tom. Tom, can we set a meeting? Tom, I got to talk to you. Tom, I know you got a case of the Mondays, buddy. I get it. Everyone's got a case of the Mondays, but we need to talk about this because I just got an offer from, I don't know, insert company name. And they're giving me, it's a sweet deal. Tom, what do you think we can do? And then Tom becomes the asshole here, right? Because what's going to happen is you are not begging them to understand your value. You had someone else validate your value.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
Now, if you're unemployed and whatever, I get it. You might think you have no value. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but you know, you're not in that kind of situation. This is just to be mindful of. Know your fucking, I've talked about like knowing your worth, letting, you know, people earn their place in your life. Well, know your value to the extent of like monetarily in a job. Now, here's another thing. Know your value in a fucking friendship. Know your value in a relationship. I've said this many times. Being a daughter and a friend and a sister and a cousin and an aunt and all these things, these are all jobs. Everybody's got multiple jobs. See, you might be listening and you're, let's say, you work at Target. At Target, you're a manager. That's a job. At that job, you're also a coworker. Being a coworker, that's another fucking job. Comes with a whole different set of rules. Then you're someone's daughter, right? So that'll be another job for you, right? Because you can be a great Target sales manager and a great coworker, good hang, but you don't call mom. So you're a shit daughter, right? You could be a mother as well. And maybe you're a great daughter, but you're a shitty mother. Not everybody is good at everything, but know your fucking value. Know what you bring into the table so you can optimize your life. I hate turning the podcast into Gary Vee. I would rather sit here and just spout nonsense and how angry I am at certain things and how stupid certain things are. We did that in the first half. I was talking about why cancel culture can't come after the turkey, but or Disney for some reason. That would be great. But it can't come after the turkey. But Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, and the parade, because I just don't want it in my backyard. But yeah, so you guys know what I'm talking about here. What I'm saying is know your value and what you're bringing to every situation, because it's different. It's case by fucking case. It really is. And it's important to not reduce yourself to whatever your circumstances are. Listen, you got a shitty friend. I've been there. I've had shitty fucking friends. When you have a shitty friend, know that they're replaceable. Kill them off. You don't need them. You have value. You bring value to the table. It's tangible. It's quantifiable. It's real. And if you have that, operate from that space. A lot of you might be single. If you're a single man or if you're a single woman, how better to find a partner? How can you find someone without knowing your value? How can you have the balls, the gall to go out into the world and think that you have everything you need to find the right person? You don't, and you won't if you don't know your fucking value. You will go out there not knowing you're worth $1 million and selling yourself to a $5 fuck, right? You don't need that, man. None of my listeners need that. Know your fucking value. I'm telling you, this is Uncle Kevin talking directly to you. Don't sell yourself short. And a lot of you might not be single. A lot of you might be married. A lot of you might have be in a relationship. Reevaluate yourself today when you're listening. After you listen, we turn off. Take my advice. Take stock. Take inventory. Break up with them. Divorce. Whatever you got to do. Because life, if there's one thing you can glean from, my grandmother said this, my grandparents say this, your grandma says this, your grandparents say this, everyone tells you, life is fucking short. Now, I think it's long, having gone through a lot of things by the age of fucking 28. Life's kind of long to me, but I know in the long run, it's short, and you don't want to waste any time. Holy fuck, the greatest crime on earth is you sitting around wasting your fucking time with somebody who undervalues you, whether it's a company or your partner or both. Oh my God. Could you imagine if you're with a company that undervalues you, you're with a fucking partner that undervalues you, you're with a community that undervalues you? Oh my fucking God. Ugh. What an awful experience. So ask for that fucking raise. Ask for that divorce. Ask for that hand in marriage. Ask for that new car. I don't know. Know your value, know your worth, and operate from there. Don't operate from anywhere else. And really give it thought. Give it thought. And I know some people might be sociopaths and think they're all, you know, think they're fucking George Clooney or whatever, but you're not. There's only one of those. There's only one Brad Pitt. So figure out who you are, buddy. Okay? Jesus. That's my preach for the fucking week. Yeah, so, you know, something to consider. Just floating the idea out there for you. I had another interesting... it's like the greatest... Like, this is the one thing I love about the show. And you guys obviously love it too. And by the way, thank you for listening every week. I love all of you. It's just great to be able to jump around topic to topic. I was dealing with kind of like an adult baby in my profession. And I kind of realized the whole know your value thing also goes the other way. Also, don't overvalue. Because like I know adult babies, like I know people that certainly overvalue themselves. Oh my God, your shit stinks, buddy. Your shit stinks. Okay. Don't overvaluing yourself will get you killed. Overvaluing yourself will fucking tank you. It'll tank your career. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some sociopaths survive and thrive. We've seen that time and time again, especially in like show business and shit. But I'm just saying it's important to also not, let's not get crazy here. Like I said, some of you might be worthless and that's fine. You have a place right here at the Unfunny Kevin Show. But yeah, it's important to know those things. And that's all I'm trying to say is that, you know, at the end of the day, it's you and your thoughts and what you're operating from. That's all you got. And, you know, don't get me wrong. It's not easy. I understand. There's, you know, what's in the way? Your self-esteem. That's a huge hill for people to climb. For some people, it's a ditch. For some people, it's a mountain, right? Some people have all the self-esteem in the world and they're like, they behave like serial killers. And I don't love them. Some people have very low self-esteem. And I'm not asking you to have high self-esteem, but maybe have more belief in yourself, right? There's a difference. Self-esteem is belief with action. It's belief in yourself. And also you act on that with your self-esteem. You show it in your confidence. You exude it. But have some belief and faith in the barometer that you've used to evaluate yourself and know that you can get that, whatever that thing is, You're actually in the way. You stand in the way. Listen, man, I do Tapped In, tappedinmusic.com. And on Tapped In, I have talked to people, and I've said this before, from all walks of life. I have talked to people, watched their best friends get murdered in front of them in a fucking drive-by. I've talked to people who have had their best friends die brutally. I've talked to people who have gone to prison for various reasons, and they all end up coming out and getting a record deal and turning their life the fuck around. And all of them say the same shit. It was them. They were in the fucking way of themselves. So don't get in the way of yourself. And go out for it, man. All right, listen, I love all of you. I hope you have an amazing week. I do need your help. If you have an iPhone, go to the Apple Podcast Store right here where you're listening to me every week for 20, 30 minutes a week. Scroll down, give me 5 stars, and leave me a comment. The comments are very important. They help with the sponsors. They help keep the show going. Just write a comment, and look, you might not have an iPhone, but your girlfriend does. Steal her phone. Reach into her purse. Use her finger when she's sleeping, or her, you know, a photo of her. Unlock it. Find the show on her phone. Subscribe. And then leave us 5 stars and a comment. It's very helpful. Now, girls, do the same with your man. Steal his phone. Take his money, too. When you go steal his phone, take his money. Take his credit card. Take his wallet. Take a picture of it. Use it to buy, you know, Sephora and whatever you want. And then give me 5 stars and a comment. You know, make it a goof. Say, hey, writing from his account, LOL. And then, you know, let's say I'm going to go buy something with his money. That's great. That's a good comment. That's perfect. Dude, if you guys do that, I'll blow all of you. That's a huge thing for me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Continue to support the show. Share unfunnykevin.com with all your loved ones and the people you hate. I'll take all of you. Listen on every platform or everywhere in every store. Follow me, Unfunny Kev, on Instagram for stand-up information. Follow me, Unfunny Kevin, on Twitter. Send your emails with your sponsorship inquiry, booking, questions, concerns to the unfunnykevinshow@gmail.com. Try to have a fun and relaxing week. Know your worth. Stop taking shit from people. Thank God it's Monday. I am your host, Kevin Melody, and I just want to say again, I appreciate you guys. Thank you. And if you support Tapped In, I appreciate you as well. Go to lucyjcbd.com. All right. Take care.
Listen. Yeah. Put another 40 in the trench. And my worst, I would still drop 40 off the bench. Your block not gory and your shorty is a wench. OG cooking and I'm nauseous from the stench. This a night hawk in the mag. Say you fucked it one time, but you chalking the blame. My eye can need me, you call me, I'm right there. You motherfuckers trying to kill something that's not there. Better to be a fisherman than giving a fish. You were stuck inside the matrix, homie, this is a glitch. It's the bottom of the ninth bar, swing at the pitch. If we talking about a reach out, then I'm bringing the witch. Son gone, I ain't think of his name since. And son know I'm good everywhere like I'm Jay Prince.
Good everywhere.
You one and the same as a op. I know firsthand, leopards ain't changing they spots. Stupid.
You ain't never ride, you gon' die. You gon' make me put these ops in the sky.
They gon' bye-bye.
Never ride, you gon' die, you gon' make me put these ops in the sky.
They gon' bye-bye.